Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. I may be a 3 on a beach in Florida, but I'm a solid 10 in Walmart.
Isn't that the truth?
True story, right?
Me too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Yeah, welcome to our outfit.
All right. Hey, in the past, we have done top 10 reasons why Santa is a cowboy.
Okay, yeah.
Here are the top 10 reasons why Santa Claus could be a farmer.
Could be a farmer.
Farmer.
Okay, could go both ways.
Well,
all right.
And I like this one, too, because, man, these all strike home.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Number one, he works all year just to give his stuff away. Right?
Here.
Yeah.
Take this.
I don't need this. We didn't intend this to be a nonprofit organization. It just turned out that way.
It turned out that way.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
Holy cow. All right. Number two, he's good with livestock.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? I mean.
Of course he is.
Right.
Yes.
And we established the fact not too long ago that Santa must be a shoer.
Absolutely.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's good. He can sharpshoe those little
exactly.
hooks. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Number three, he knows how to get by with the same equipment season after season.
Isn't that the truth?
Year after year after year.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Make it work.
Well, yeah, he runs a Johnny Popper.
Exactly. With a two-bottom plow.
With a two-bottom plow.
If you're lucky.
Every year. Right. Yeah. Number four, he works outside. Even in bad weather,
yes.
And we've been having a stretch of that.
Ooh, man, yeah, you better put the brass monkey in.
I hope you keep him in at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be good otherwise.
Yes.
All right. And we know the origin of that saying, but
that's
we're not
right.
going to do that right now.
Not right now.
Okay,
no.
Anyway.
Okay.
Number five, he's good with kids.
Uh-huh.
Now I don't know about farmers being good with kids, because I remember working for farmers.
I do too.
When I was a kid,
I do too. I do
All right.
too.
Number six, his wife is an excellent cook.
Yeah. Huh?
Yep. Yeah, buddy. That's right.
Yeah.
Which brings us into number seven.
Mm-hmm.
He could stand to lose a few pounds.
Well, come on now.
Well, come on.
Yeah.
Well, see rule number six.
Oh, okay.
Or reason number six.
Exactly.
Right.
It's not his fault.
You're right. It's Mrs. Claus's fault.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Yeah. Number eight, he's used to getting in and out of tight places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Yep. Baler's plugged up.
Yeah. I trade a little paint on a 10-wheeler every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, there you go. Yeah, got to back up. All right, anyway. Number nine, he covers a lot of ground in a hurry when the pressure is on.
Yes, sirree. Yeah.
That's a true statement.
Boy, yeah. When the pressure's on, you got to get her.
It's going to freeze tonight. We got to get these things
get
in.
Get it taken care
yep,
of.
Yes, that's
right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And number 10, the number 10 reason why Santa Claus could have been a farmer, he takes care of the needs of the whole world.
There you have it.
Yep.
Right there.
And that's pretty simple.
That's right.
Right there,
that's
isn't
right.
it? Yep.
The farmer and the rancher feeds the world.
Us all.
Yeah.
If you don't have those, you can't just go to the store.
Forget about
yep.
it.
Yep. Can't. Don't worry, we can buy it at the store.
Yeah, we'll go to the store.
How many times have we heard that?
Many, many,
yeah,
many times.
Stupid. Yes. Anyway, we got a great show coming at
us. Oh, goody, goody.
Jenny Lynn Anderson is going to sing to us. Diane Tribbett has some poetry.
Nice.
We have Hot Club of Cowtown.
Sweet.
Chris Ledoux, Bill Barwick.
Wow.
But let's start off with our buddy Ben Crane.
Let's
shall
do
we?
It.
Yeah. Hey, open up the gates.
Open up the gate. The gate slams shut like a gunshot. Our freedom gone in a flash. The herd is milling in a panic. Open range now a thing of the past. Just yesterday we was running free, the wind blowing through our mane. But never saw the riders coming, never banked on a hurricane. Deep inside us there's a strong drive to thrive on our own home range. To run with the herd we were raised in, this prison just smells strange. Been bunched up here for far too long without our regular feed. Restless feet are stomping. This herd is gonna stampede. So open up the gates, let these ponies run. We're headed back to where we started from, to drink the mountain streams and breathe the mountain air. We're kicking up our heels, gonna let them fly. Gonna live again beneath an open sky. Seems like only yesterday, yet it seems like it's been forever. But now it's time to turn these ponies loose.
Yes, sir. That is Benito the Beloved.
Benito.
Benito the Beloved from up there in Eckville, Alberta,
That's
Canada.
That's right. Didn't he draw the original Salt Lick?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You recognize the name now, the good folks out there listening. Ben Crane is a great Leaning Tree cowboy
That's
cartoonist.
Right. Yeah.
Cowboy Cartoonists of America member.
Yep.
And does all the artwork on the covers of my CDs.
Very talented.
Extremely talented and a great musician.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. Way to go, Benito.
Hey,
yep.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, great way to start Cal Radio.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. What you got?
Well, yeah. You don't see that anymore. Right?
A magnet light telephone with rotary dial on it.
You don't see that anymore.
No, you do not.
You see very few landlines.
Very few.
Anymore.
I still have one.
You do?
Yes,
I gave mine up.
Yeah.
I did.
The only people that call me on the landline as telemarketers. So.
They're the only ones with your number, huh?
Well, it's kind of fun to hand the phone to the grandkids when those folks call.
And let them talk.
And just let them have it. That three-year-old just talks and talks and talks.
Those are things you just don't see anymore.
You just don't see anymore. Yeah.
You know, and you, I'm going to, I shouldn't do this, but...
You're going to
another thing that you just don't see anymore is common sense.
Oh, well, it's not so common.
It's not
it?
So common anymore. All right. Anyway.
Yeah. All you got to do is watch the news.
There's a lot of things out there that are just kind of, you know, what Dad used to call a church key.
Right.
You just don't see those anymore.
You really don't. Yeah.
So let me explain to the younger folks what a church key is. Adult beverages, barley pop, used to come in cans did not have a pull tab.
That's right.
And you had a can opener that poked a hole in the top, and then you drank it.
Yeah.
Dad referred to that as a church key.
And I think everybody else
referred to that as the church key.
That is the church key, absolutely.
I have Dad's church key on my key ring.
Yeah, and on that same magnet that the church key sat on the dashboard of the truck, which was magnetized and stayed on the dashboard
because it was metal.
Had one of them little sardine can openers because you never know when you might lose it.
Right, and you just don't know if the other one will break.
That's right.
Yeah, and then you got to get a pair of vice grips in order to get that thing open.
That's right.
And then it's still a trick.
Well, then that's survival food, right?
Well, there's people out there who have no idea what we're talking about.
I haven't a clue.
But anyway, we're going to ditch out to a commercial right now, though, and the good news is when we come back, The Voice. Yeah, Bill Barwick is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.